Chip Kelly addressed the media on Monday. It was the first time since the Eagles were officially eliminated from postseason consideration following Dallas' win on Sunday over Indianapolis. Now, even though Sunday's game against the Giants will have no bearing on the Eagles' hopes for the playoffs, Chip Kelly's focus is solely on getting to 10 wins for the second straight season, and that means playing all the starters.
It's not about trying to see what the future is. It's about we got a game. I would not be fair in any of my beliefs, and I would not be fair to any football player right now if I said to some guy, hey, I know you're a better player, but I'm going to play a younger guy now. That's not what we're all about. That's if you want to go do that, go somewhere else. That's not us. We get a chance to go put the ball on the ground, we're going to go play football. That's what we're going to do.
Five rookies were on the field for the Eagles on Saturday, including second-round pick Jordan Matthews. Will any of the rookies, namely first-round pick Marcus Smith II, see additional playing time this Sunday against the Giants? In Kelly's mind, not unless they earn it.
You earn playing time here. You're not just awarded playing time here based on how you came into here, because that's not the way we operate. And if it's not fair to anybody else, hey, I know you're playing real well. I know you're doing everything we're asking you to do in practice, but I'm going to give this other guy a chance, even though he's not doing anything better than you're doing. So,
Zach Ertz was one of the bright spots on Saturday, setting a new franchise record with 15 receptions in the game against Washington. It was the most receptions by any NFL player since the 2012 season and tied for the second most in a single game by a tight end going back all the way to 1960. Is this a sign of things to come for Ertz? Kelly said no. It was simply exploiting a matchup.
Depends on who you're playing. I mean, look at the Seattle linebackers compared to, you know what I mean? It's always a matchup game, so it's really what you're looking at. And really, from an injury standpoint, Washington was really banged up at inside linebacker and at safety. And those are the guys that are – so we spent a lot more time and 12 personnel in that game than we have in any game, but it was because we wanted to keep those guys on the field.
Regardless of what happens this Sunday, the Eagles will finish the season with a winning record and miss out on the playoffs, while the winner of the NFC South, whether it's Carolina or Atlanta, will have just 7 victories. However, don't expect Chip Kelly to lobby it this offseason that the format should be changed.
Should we move to the South so we can get in a different division? No, I mean, that's just the rules. I think when people complain about rules that are already in existence is we didn't do enough. We didn't win enough games against the right opponents to put ourselves in the playoffs, and that's, we knew the rules of engagement before the season started. So, you know, to sit here after it's over with and say, hey, let's change the rules so this can happen, that's just the way it is.
That'll do it for this edition of the 360 Update, presented by Sports Authority.